Hello, everybody, and welcome to PokeSports Podcast, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and I play with one Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin, and I play with almost no meta Pokemon anymore because they've all been deleted.
I don't know who to play with anymore. My life is different now, and I don't know what to do.
Me either. Just when I started realizing, oh, hey, I could just stick Tyranitar in every team and win the game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They deleted it.
Yeah. 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 Okay. We're getting right into it today, folks. This is the whole episode.
Yeah,
exactly. There's been an announcement this week, and we're going to get into it in a little bit. But first, I want to say for everybody who's listening to us today on Twitch, Sunday, August 23rd, live at 9 o'clock PM EST. Happy National Cuban Sandwich Day.
Have you ever had a Cuban sandwich?
No, I have actually never.
It's literally my favorite. It is so good.
Really?
Yeah. So you get turkey.
Yeah.
Well, first you got to get the bread, right, Mike? You get the bread.
Okay.
A couple loaves. You cut it in half. Make sure you get the fluffy kind.
Yes.
You get turkey. You get spicy brown mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You get some cheese. I don't know. Pick a cheese. And then pickles. You toast it up. It's so good.
I see. Okay. So as somebody who's not super into pickles, is this going to ruin my day?
Yes.
If I don't have that on
you,
there?
That's kind of the point. That's like the Cuban part of it, I guess. Or else you just kind of have turkey and bread. And cheese.
That sounds like a sandwich to me, though, and I enjoy that.
You don't understand.
Of course.
Why don't you like pickles? Hold on.
Yeah.
You don't like pickles?
I also don't like mustard.
Oh, then that's your worst nightmare on a loaf of bread right there.
A Cuban sandwich is not a good time for me. Although, honestly, I would try it if it were like all together and I wasn't really thinking about it. It's one like I'm trying to get over my distaste for a lot of different foods. I had banh mi for the first time a couple weeks ago. That's delicious. It's like a Vietnamese sandwich. And it's got just a bunch of stuff just kind of tossed in it. And I just was like, all right, I'm not even going to think about it. Just put it in my mouth, eat it. That's actually pretty good.
Oh, we talked about this on the Peach one day, right?
We did.
For some, okay, yeah. Guys, listen to the Peach. We talked about food.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did. And of course, if you're listening to this as it comes out, as the podcast comes out on podcast providers on YouTube, it might be Wednesday, August 26th for you, which is National Dog Day. So go and pet your favorite good boy.
I heard you're so adorable.
At what point did we start calling dogs good boys? Is this like a recent, this is a recent thing, right? Like recent years?
I don't know, Mike. I don't really remember the beginning of my life.
You know,
it's like.
That's fair.
That whole first part, it's kind of a blur.
Well, there are people in the chat. Dynamo says, I've got three good boys. Look at that. Yeah, Squiddo says, you mean Arcanine. Lots of people are going to say, you mean Arcanine. The good boy reigns supreme as of I guess, September.
Yeah. Good boy's coming back.
It's happening.
Again, we'll talk about that later.
We're getting to
Like always. We always have to talk about Incineroar and Arcanine sometime during this podcast for like the last 4 weeks.
It's very true. Don't know why that's happening. Pokemon Company likes it. So let's get into some of the Pokemon news. There's not a ton that went on this week because of the finals of the Players Cup. Not a lot of people want to compete with that. But look at this guy right here. We've got Volcarona, who's currently being suspect tested for doubles OU for Smogon. Testing will go until August 30th. So right now they're just taking stats. They're like checking it. They're looking into it. They're like, is it really too overpowered for doubles OU? Might have to send it to doubles Ubers. Can you imagine a Volcarona in doubles Ubers though?
No.
Right. Can you imagine a Volcarona being OP in the current meta in VGC even?
No.
There's apparently something that makes it incredibly OP.
I don't know. I mean, doubles Uber is where Urshifu is right now, so I guess anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That is true. As well, Jirachi, who you look at and you're like, oh, that's probably like super OP as well. No, that's actually being suspect tested for UU. Testing will also go until August 30th. So Jirachi is another one where it's like, how is this not how is this not super good?
But real quick, what ability does the Jirachi
get? Serene Grace.
Oh, does it get Iron Heads too?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I see.
That is the meme.
Does it get Thunder Wave? Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is making Smogon sense to me.
It's
now.
All coming back to you now.
What the heck is Doom's Desire? Two turns after the move is selected, Doom Desire will deal damage. This is apparently like Jirachi's signature move.
Yep.
Base 140 steel type move. Nah, just go for Paraflinch, dude. Okay, back to that. That's me learning what a mythical Pokemon is.
You've
live
done
on
it.
A podcast.
Well, you're making me incredibly curious here. So I'm looking up Jirachi's set, and I'm seeing that typically running Iron Head U-turn trick and Stealth Rock. So doesn't even use Doom Desire. That's like 12% of Jirachis run Doom Desire. It's not really a viable move.
It learns it at level 98. So you have to get all the way up to 100 to get to use this move.
So yeah. 12% of people use it because 12% of people have reached that point.
12% of people have that much candy.
Right, exactly. But yeah, as you would expect, 77% of people use Iron Head on Jirachi. So there it is.
I understand now.
Now you understand everything.
That is annoying.
It's an incredibly annoying Pokemon. I'm surprised that it's in OU. But I mean, now we have a lot of super fast, or it's in UU. But now we have a lot of super fast Pokemon that, you know, can take that thing down pretty easily. Next up, let's get into some Pokemon news. So TPCI, Pokemon Center, Pokemon Company International, has released the code for a special Gastrodon. If you used it, congratulations. If you haven't, it is over now. It just ended today, actually, like a couple hours ago. I want to say like 10. So sorry. Maybe
too
next
bad.
Time. Although if you are still in the market for some free Pokemon, you can go and get yourself a competitive Porygon 2 via mystery gift. Because of the Players Cup, they have released a competitive Porygon 2 completely ready for battle. Just enter the code PKMN Players Cup, all in caps, all one word, PKMN Players Cup, in your receive mystery gift area from now until August 31st to go and claim that.
What kind of scumbag move is this to give you a free competitively ready Porygon 2 7 days before they ban it from the metagame?
Clearly two people are not talking with each other here. There's one team that was like, oh, you know what we can do? We can freshen up this meta by doing the thing that we're about to talk about. Or we can give one away for free.
Everyone just evolve it so you can actually use it.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. All right. So that is competitive Porygon 2 Players Cup. I'm sorry. This picture for me, it caught me off guard. Didn't expect to have people looking at me. I just went into the next screen there. So Players Cup happened this weekend, this past weekend, the Players Cup Grand Finals. It was between the two players, Jisuk Lee and Santino Tarquinio. Santino ended up winning the entire thing. Major spoilers. Sorry. using an Urshifu R and a Colossal lead. So that was actually pretty interesting to see.
Now, like, Colossal is really funny here because Colossal has never stopped being good, but people just kind of stopped playing it.
Right.
And clearly it's still good. It just won the whole thing. And on top of that, a lot of Pokemon that Santino is running are, one, going to be banned next time around. But some of the Pokemon that he has on his team, like the two left, are both like really top contenders for S tier this next upcoming season with the Urshifu and the Colossal, respectively. They're both probably going to be very good now that the meta is changing. And ironically, same thing with just, I can't pronounce that. Jay Lee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
His team is going to have some pretty good contenders for the next series as well, with, you know, the Clefairy and the Primarina, the Ferrothorn. all of which we'll talk about later. But
it was interesting to see. It was interesting to see that each of the players did bring these high meta top 10 Pokemon. However, it's going to be interesting to see kind of how they would modify this team to kind of fit that. But we'll see.
All I know is that usage stats, not for next month, because I think next month is this month, but like for...
I'm sorry?
Like, you know how like usage stats that get released on the first are the usage stats from the month prior. So we're not going to see the fun usage stats for like another month, which is a little sad. I mean, maybe Showdown will release it earlier. Who knows? They did that for Isle of Armor.
That's true. Give it like a half a month and then release it again. Yeah, that makes sense to me. All right, so let's get into the main thing that we're talking about today. This thing Pokemon. Right here. We finally have the Series 6 rule set, Kevin. I wish that I had the foresight to go into our past podcasts and talk about the and like look at what we had predicted for Series 6, but we knew, Kevin, that something had to happen, that they weren't just going to leave Series 5 as it was.
You actually predicted it.
Was that?
I think so. You actually predicted it. You're like banning Pokemon.
I'm pretty sure that I had thought of that at some point, that they were going to ban a certain amount of Pokemon, and that is exactly what they did. Game Freak has finally started listening to PokeSports.
And you know what's funny? Is that while you said that, I was just like, nah, Mike, they ain't gonna do that.
Why like, would
nah,
they?
That's not happening. They've never done it, Mike. They're not gonna do that.
It's the first time for anything. They finally are banning Pokemon from VGC that are currently in the current present day game. These, I believe, yes, these are the Pokemon that will be banned from singles and doubles on cartridge for next month. What they did is they took the top 10 Pokemon from singles, they took the top 10 Pokemon from doubles in terms of usage, and then they said, you know what, we're not putting them in the game this time around. Series 6, just not happening. Some people are calling it Dexit 2.0, some people are just calling it Dexit again. I mean, kind of not quite. But anyway, they have kind of put them both together and just blanket banned them from both formats. So things like Hippowdon, which was top 10 for singles, is now banned in singles and doubles. So if you were thinking of using Sand after Tyranitar got banned, as you can see there, that's not happening.
You got to rely on Gigalith now.
It's all Gigalith.
Just a quick little rundown in case people are listening and not watching. We have the Rillaboom, Togekiss, Cinderace, Incineroar, Indeedee, female and male, Tyranitar, Whimsicott, Torkoal, Dragapult, Venusaur, Porygon2, Mimikyu, Gyarados, Hippowdon, Exegrill, Magneton.
That's...
I can rap too, Mike.
that was good. All right. I like your flow. I can pick up on your flow. Not bad.
There was zero rhythm.
No, exactly. Yes. And that was the flow that I was picking up on, is just nothing.
the zero flow.
So I mean, those Pokemon are gone. Some people are currently talking about on Twitter their top 10 speculated Pokemon that or like Pokemon that will become top 10 now that these Pokemon are gone. I've seen a couple instances where like some people would post their teams and they would say what they would replace certain things with instead. Which kind of makes some sense. I mean, the whole team dynamic is going to change when you change one or two Pokemon from it. But anyway, Picoletics has gone ahead and prepared his site for what it's going to look like. So as you can see here, we have the current Picoletics site. And then as you can see here, this is what it is now.
Everything banned.
This is what it looks like right now. This is the front page. What it will be. I love it so much. This guy's got a good sense of humor. I choked on the word sense of humor. And actually on stream this week we spent a good amount of time actually chatting about what Pokemon would exist in the top 10. A lot of people were like just tossing out names, and Griffin actually shared a photo. I think I have it here. A photo of the top, what is it, 20 whatever, the top list of Pokemon without the banned people. So everybody like ordered in order of usage. And some people were thinking like, oh, this means Dusclops is going to be number one. And I was like, no, that's not what that means. It doesn't mean that Dusclops is going to be used all over the place. It means that Dusclops was used with all of these other Pokemon. Like if you go to Pikalytics and you go to Dusclops, you'll see like most often used with that category.
Tyranitar.
Exactly. Tyranitar. Like all of its partners are gone. So it's not, it lost all of its friends. It's still going to be used, but Dusclops just has to make new friends. Oh, that's a beautiful way of talking about series.
All
six.
My friends are dead.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
He's got to move on, though. He's got to move on. Wake me up when September ends.
Oh, that's the name for this episode.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
We're going to get instantly dinged on Spotify. All right. So, important to note that this list of top Pokemon will absolutely change. Like Porygon Z right now is super far down the list. My prediction, I put that guy way up in the top 10.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Lots of its immediate threats, just like super gone.
And a lot of these, like Amoongus will probably rise up too. Things like Arcanine will skyrocket. Who do you actually think will be number one? Like out of this list?
Ooh. If I were just to look at this list?
I guess I'll answer right now because I kind of already said it. Arcanine. Mm. Arcanine is going to be number one. It's been there before.
It has been there before. You're right. You're right. So on that note, what pairs best with Arcanine?
I mean, honestly, you can pair a Pikachu next to Arcanine. It doesn't matter. That thing just doesn't care about its partners at all.
I mean,
anywhere.
I mean, that's true. I can see Amoongus going there. I can see Braviary going there.
Yeah, that's true.
Clefairy, even just like Arcanine, Clefairy, top two.
Milotic's gonna rise through like just the fact that Arcanine is rising.
That's the thing, right? Is when one of these Pokemon is chosen by the people to go to the top, any one of its counters are also going to rise with it. That's kind of what happened with like Rillaboom and Incineroar and Cinderace. Like they all kind of interact with each other and against each other. So it's like, of course they'd be up in the top.
Rose together. Yeah.
Same thing with Togekiss. I mean, just Togekiss kind of worked with everything. So it was good. Anyway. So I thought that instead of us kind of like vomiting out all of our thoughts and predictions of what September will be and what series six will be, I thought it'd be cool and good for us to do a little thing that some people may or may not have learned in their 10th grade economics class. I am pulling out all the stops today, and we are going to do a SWOT analysis on series six. What is a SWOT analysis for all of the uninitiated? Well, a SWOT analysis is something that's commonly used in business and kind of figuring out the events around it. When you have something new coming up, you tend to do a SWOT analysis. Now, S stands for strengths, so things that the company does well. In this case, we're going to be attributing it to Pokemon, so talking about the ways that make the series more fun. W's weaknesses, things that the company lacks, or you know, things that the remaining set of Pokemon lack. O is for opportunities, ways your company can exploit the current situation, or strategies that the S6 Pokemon can take. And then T being threats, which are emerging competitors, so things to look out for, or like unseen new strategies that are made possible by the removal of, I guess, what we could call the best Pokemon in the game.
Everyone in chat is cringing because they're getting flashbacks. We're going to talk about Pokemon. Don't worry, guys.
It's going to be all Pokemon. Trust me.
It's not actual business we're doing here,
oh,
folks.
Of course. We have to get through this. So just so everyone knows, strengths different than opportunities, weaknesses different than threats. To translate this into Pokemon, strengths and weaknesses are going to be concepts like weather and terrain and whatnot. And opportunities and threats are going to be Pokemon specific. So like straight up. The Pokemon. And that is going to be the end of this screen. Let's get it out of people's faces. And now it's just us. It's us. Guys, we went through the class. No more. No more business. Now it's just time to get down to basics. Let's get into the strength of Series 6. Kevin, let's talk about some of the strengths. So first thing that I have that comes to mind is that speed tiers are way less oppressive. Like Whimsicott's gone, Cinderace is gone, Dragapult's gone. So you have your priority Tailwind user that was also everything else that you wanted it to be. Just out of here.
Yeah, just by having that lower speed tier, like the average overall speed is going to plummet because you don't have those base 142 outliers and base 119s and 125s.
Right.
I mean, you do still kind of have a couple of them, but what are your options? Like Weavile?
Yeah. That's the thing. It. Yeah.
Weavile, Talonflame, or like what's left in terms of speed?
Yeah, I guess. It's I was thinking about the Colossal strategy that by the way, Santino, I think was his name, used today. The Colossal and Urshifu lead was also something that's accomplished by Colossal and Weavile.
Yeah.
But Urshifu, of course, gets the priority on the Aqua Jet, but that was the thing that people kind of transitioned into Colossal and Dragapult. And that was like super consistent. People were doing so much with that because Dragapult was just so crazy good.
And fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Surf doesn't get redirected, but now you don't even have that to worry about much anymore.
Yeah, redirection?
What's that?
No, it's very true. I mean, you wouldn't, even with like Amoongus, you wouldn't want to keep that out in front of a Colossal.
That's a really good point, yeah. Mm. You don't want to keep much out in front of a Colossal, to be honest. Like, even like water types don't want to get Max Rockfold or like Max Volcolith.
No, that's true. That's true. And then another one, just Trick Room hasn't been touched all that much. So if you're a Trick Room user, what up our friend Ryan out there? Not a lot in terms of nerfs for this go around. You can still very easily use kind of whatever kind of Trick Room setter you want. I guess minus Porygon 2. A little bit of the redirection that lets you use Trick Room in Ndidi is now gone, but you can still pull it off pretty well.
I think the guaranteed Trick Room days are gone. Like the redirect and Trick Room. That's not redirect. That's not like guaranteed, but it's very safe in comparison. That's gone, but you do still have, you know, these Trick Room setters that never die, right? You have your Dusclops, you have your Dusclops and your Dusclops. You also have Focus Sash if you ever want to try that out on Hatterene still around.
Hatterene, yeah, really.
Hatterene's still around, can still do big damage. The expanding force is still there. I don't know if people are actually gonna switch. Do you think people are gonna switch to Psychic now? Because like Ndidi's gone.
I mean, no, first of all, I don't think so. I think if people are trying to get Expanding Force off, they'll find a way, either through Max Mindstorm or through Max Mindstorm. That's kind
the only
of
way.
I mean, that's the way, right? Like it's not bad at all. And I think people will do it.
It's interesting.
If anything, you'll need to keep Max Mindstorm options around for, say, Pinkurchin, because Pinkurchin's still around.
Yeah, Pinkurchin actually might be seeing some type of play, especially with the Amoongus rise. Just setting up the Electric Terrain is a great way to counter Spore whenever you want.
Very true. Very true. And then, yeah, are there any other strengths that you see in the current VGC climate, Kevin?
I think just a lot fresher metagame will come out of this in general. I did like the beginning of Series 5 when kind of no one knew what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
They were just using different Pokemon left and right. They were given 200 different toys to play with. And that was a great time. And then, you know, by the end of Series 5, the second month in, we have this very solid meta with very strong Pokemon, very oppressive teams with, like, you know, three Pokemon in the top 10 were on essentially half of every team that existed. So you know, just like situations like that, it will bring a much fresher metagame because people aren't getting new toys to use, but they're getting, you know, they're getting rid of their toys and playing with some older toys that they haven't seen in a long time or haven't seen too much. You know, it's like, when was the last time you looked up, I don't know, Komo-o on Serebii and actually took the time to sit down and look at your stats, look at its stats? Like, you didn't. You just took Dragapult, stuck on your team because you knew it was the best one. There was really no contention.
Yeah, now, I will say there was a lot of hive mind, a lot of snowballing that kind of went with this meta. People saw that other people were using certain Pokemons. People saw that other people were winning with certain Pokemon, and they were like, all right, you know what? Let me just toss this on my team. Now is a good time for people who are like strong contenders for lesser used Pokemon. Like in some cases, I know a lot of people are super into using Serena. Now's a great time for people to really show off that they still have these teams that function very well without the top Pokemon there, without your shiny new toys.
I do think Serena's going to be low-key really good, by the way.
Right.
I don't think we like even mention it at all in the rest of our notes, but like low key, guys, Serena's gonna be pretty good. Also, I just realized half of our Twitch emotes are banned.
I know, right? Our Togekiss, our Excadrill, our Incineroar, just gone.
They'll be back eventually, guys. We promise.
They straight up got Pokespa GG'd out of here.
Next series, top 100 get banned from. We'll see what happens.
All right. And then before the break, let's get into some weaknesses real quick. So weaknesses, I'm sure we all understand when we look at the list of Pokemon that have been gunned, is just we don't have sand anymore. We have less sun. We don't really have less rain. We do still have sand. I mean, it's just not. It's not going to.
It's not Tyranitar.
It's not Tyranitar. Exactly. So, I mean, the weather is in a kind of a completely different spot. A lot of people think that this is going to show the rise of rain, but I think that now weather is going to seem a lot weaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
I agree with you. Yeah,
it's not going to be as present in the game. It's not going to be as big of a thing in the game. Kind of like how hazards are nothing in VGC right now because of the Pokemon that are in it. It just makes no sense to toss down some stealth rocks. At this point, I think it's going to make very, very little sense to actually set up the rain.
Now, rain is it's pretty much the most dominant weather right now.
Yeah.
And it does kind of put it in a place to where, like, you might be forced to run Cloud 9 or you might be forced to run like hail, just so you can get the rain out of there, because there are some rain threats. Like, I think more Pokemon learn Swift Swim than any other like speed boosting chlorophyll thing or Slush Rush. Like, there's so many Swift Swim users,
right?
Like, you have Ludicolo, you have what's that other frog that no one uses? Seismitoad
and Swampert.
Oh yeah, that's true. Swampert, I think Mega though.
I mean, it's not here. Oh yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah, it's Mega. Tons of Swift Swim users. Kingdra is also in that list. So I mean, you might be forced to run some things that take off weather or abuse weather, like Weather Ball. But you know, it, like, because otherwise, if you don't, they're just gonna run rampant all over your team.
Yeah, like Rillaboom's gone on top. It's not just that they got rid of. Like the other weather, they also got rid of Rillaboom. So these rain teams, like, that was the one thing that can stop them. Just stand in front of them and not care.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone now. So that's another big thing.
They, I mean, same thing with terrain, right? Like, they've taken out two of the exactly. They've taken out two of the like instant terrain setters,
and they left us with Pincurchin and Galarian Weezing.
Thank you, Galarian Weezing. For some reason, that was escaping me. I'm like, what's the other one? So they took out our Expanding Force Enabler, and they took out our Grassy Glider, our main Grassy Glider. I believe we still have others. They have other, like, decent ones, right?
It's such a weird play, too. They just released a whole DLC focused around terrain. didn't they? Like this.
Yeah.
We just released an episode 2 weeks ago about Terrain Wars. I guess that's over now.
But I mean, what were they going to do? What were they going to do? Were they going to be like, okay, we're banning the top 10 Pokemon except for Rillaboom and Indeedee? Because come on, guys. You see what we did, right? I mean, hey, Sirfetch'd gets Grassy Glide. I'm now looking up.
That's nice.
So there's an opportunity there. Serena gets Grassy Glide. I don't even know if I knew that.
We also got to remember they do get the moves. Like Grassy Terrain is a move. Like you can
use it. And Max moves set up terrains too.
Yeah.
I mean,
so let's do Meowstic with Psychic Terrain and Expanding Force something else. We'll figure something.
So you can still get it done. No, I mean, it sounds bad, but you can still get it done, right? Like you have Mystic and Hatterene.
I guess if you want to waste a move slot for it, that's the only issue.
I mean, you're wasting a move slot anyway. They took out Rillaboom and Indeedee. What are you going to do? But I guess the question is like, is that better than whatever the alternative is? Is it better to attack twice or is it better to set up Psychic Terrain and then expanding? I would think that it's actually fine to Psychic Terrain and Expanding Force on one turn, since that's a 160 power spread move. Like it's basically like two Pokemon are attacking with 80 power if you're doing it like that.
Yeah, I guess you also have the option of just like Max Mindstorming first turn and then like you can do that too. Lower Pokemon going for Expanding Force next turn. People are gonna have to get creative. 100%. September's gonna be a wild month. Yeah. And there's September's a lot of changes. Super fun.
I love it. I love it.
Like, I honestly think this is going to bring more changes than the Isle of Armor brought to us, if that makes any sense.
That's hilarious. You remove 16 Pokemon and you do more for the meta than an expansion can.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, think about the Pokemon that are like top 10.
Yeah.
None of them are like new Pokemon except Porygon Zoo. Like, Cinderace we had already, Rillaboom we had already. They're all things we've had. Like, the expansion didn't make too much of a difference.
Yo, but what about Magnezone, though?
Yo, Magnezone's in singles,
Yo,
though.
Are you going to tell me about Magnezone, though? All right. Well, that's fair. You know what? So we've, guys, as silly as this is, as juvenile as this was, I'm sure giving you crazy flashbacks of your econ minors or your econ classes in your grade school. We've so far gone through the strengths and the weaknesses of Series 6. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the opportunities and threats. We're gonna get into what Pokemon are going to be super good, what Pokemon we're excited for, what Pokemon we are scared of, what Pokemon that we need to kind of put up our walls around. We're going to be doing all that and more when we come back from the break in just a second. We'll see you guys then. And we are back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to PokeSports. If you were just joining us on Twitch, we were just doing something new where we don't actually have a break. So we were just kind of talking the entire time and chilling with the other people. The loud coughs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loud coughs, Joanna says. A loud cough.
There's volumes, the coughs. I guess I can.
Absolutely. Yes.
What's a soft cough? That's not even a cough. It's like a. Let's just cough into our microphones for the rest of this podcast. That's it.
We are now an ASMR podcast that you don't like. Folks,
does that exist already? An ASMR podcast that's meant to just drive you insane?
Did we just think of the next number one cringe podcast?
That's what we're going to do on the page. We're just going to make noises for half an hour. That's just going to drive you insane.
Oh, I don't like it. Bad ASMR. All right. So we are halfway through our SWOT analysis for September Series 6 of Pokemon Electric Boogaloo. As a quick recap, strengths, weaknesses, that's what we just talked about. Now we're talking about the opportunities and the threats. So Pokemon that have a real opportunity now that the big guns of VGC are gone, and Pokemon that, you know, we're worried about might not have a great time might be a little scary to think about, and how good they're going to be, depending on kind of how you want to phrase it. We're going to be talking about that as well. So, Kevin, I'll let you kick this off. What Pokemon are you, do you think have a real opportunity this coming season?
Okay, let me prepare for this. Arcanine. Did you guys know Arcanine's good?
Big dog, don't fall down. Big dog.
He's back.
Clifford, the big red dog. Don't fall down.
Yep.
And that's all we need to say. I don't think that's all. I think that's all we need to say about that. Arcanine has been on the top of VGC, and it only ever went down when Incineroar came in. So, you know, when you don't have an Incineroar, you have an Arcanine. That's kind of how it goes. Arcanine is back, baby. However, its little buddy is gone.
Aw.
Arcanine was fun before because you had Prankster Whimsicott there to beat it up, or to Tailwind, or to, I don't know, Sunny Day if you wanted it to. And that's kind of the point, is like with Prankster Whimsicott gone, there's a ton of opportunity for other Pokemon to kind of come in and try and fill its slot. But oh man, that thing was just so good and so versatile, and you could use it in so many different ways. So now that it's gone, the opportunity is for other Pokemon like Braviary or like Talonflame to come in with, and, you know, kind of take over the Tailwind supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Like, just I don't know what they were thinking when they were designing Whimsicott. They were like, okay, let's make a Prankster Pokemon and give it everything.
Yeah. We want to make the quintessential support Pokemon that will support forever.
So, now that that's gone, that's really nice. But yeah, Tailwind is also going to take a hard hit here, because Talonflame it's just not as good as Whimsicott, but I guess we don't have a better option. And Braviary might not be fast enough to support Tailwind, but we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I mean, the metagame did slow down, so maybe these Tailwind Pokemon that were too slow before become a decent enough speed tier to where it just doesn't matter too much.
Right. And I mean, I was just thinking about your old favorite, Boomballoon. Boomballoon's gone.
Rest in peace. So is Indeedee Drifblim. They're all gone.
Oh, no, yeah, that's true. Drifblim's still around. You can still
Pincurchin Drifblim time.
Chinballoon. Make it work, Kevin. Electric Seed, Tailwind.
Yeah, Pincurchin and Tailwind. Great. Let's do it, guys.
That's it. That's
it. Outspeed base 25s.
It's a straight up opportunity. You know what else has a real big opportunity this coming season?
Beleezing. Beleezing.
Beleezing. You just broke two people on a podcast.
So you guys should listen to us live on Twitch.
Oh,
guys,
no.
Listen to us live on Twitch and can just come try to make us laugh during the podcast. That's like a new goal.
Break us. Yeah, so you know what else has an opportunity is Rhyperior. Has no more Rillaboom to priority one hit KO that thing. You send out a Rhyperior. You say, hey, that's all right. I don't mind. I'm just going to send out my Rillaboom. Rillaboom's going to set up the grassy terrain. I'm going to hit him with that grassy glide. Get a nice stab 70 power plus terrain attack off on this guy that has priority. And done. That's it.
Yeah. Rhyperior can't live grass moves too much.
No.
But you remember Rhyperior before? Ooh.
Yeah.
Disgusting thing.
Yeah,
it's back. It'll probably do something, to be honest. And especially now that Tyranitar is gone, so Dusclops' new best friend just became Rhyperior.
Yeah. Again, like, people who are good at using Trick Room will be great at this new meta.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole problem with Trick Room before is just that it has kind of a learning curve to it. You kind of have to understand how to invert your speed tiers, when to invert your speed tiers. There's a lot of element of timing in it. There's a lot of element of understanding. And so if you know all that kind of stuff, then you'll be good.
You'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Dusclops also another Pokemon that is not is not, he has been like top one before. He has been the top Pokemon. He's been up there.
Yeah. So it's very true. Afraid. Now, of course, there are still things that KO the Rhyperior, you know, like Inteleon has been said in the chat.
Sneezing a water move on it.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, just getting it mildly wet will get rid of a Rhyperior. It's just gone. Porygon Z, another one. Just no Tyranitar. Tyranitar was like its biggest thing, right?
Yeah,
like its biggest competitor. Because Tyranitar could just kind of come in, get the sand up, get the special defense up, just take the max strike.
Anything.
Take anything, really.
Yeah, just sit in its face, not care too much.
Basically.
Go away at it.
And then, I mean, you've got, you still have some combinations that you can substitute Pokemon with. So you've got like Terrakion and Beat Up. So previously it was used like with Terrakion and Whimsicott, but now it's not Whimsicott. You need to replace that for, I don't know, say what, a Weavile?
Sneasel, actually. It gets inner focus.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no.
What?
Sneasel underspeeds Terrakion. Now you need a Weavile.
Oh. Interesting thought. Why did you think the Weavile speed aside?
Because you have to outspeed the Beat Up to get the Justified off. It's not priority, so you got to be speedier than Terrakion. But Sneasel, in my opinion, like as a support Pokemon, it does get things like Screech, which lowers defense by negative something.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, but it's inaccurate, but it's still nice. It also does get like Fake Tears, gets Icy Wind, gets Beat Up, gets Fake Out, and gets Inner Focus. Weavile only gets Pickpocket, which is not that good supportively. At least with Inner Focus, you can't be flinched by Fake Out, which is nice.
Oh, interesting.
Fake Out, by the way, will be really, really relevant because Psychic Terrain is gone. We didn't talk about it before, but Fake Out's going to be big.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And also the reason Terrakion and, you know, Justified in general is going to be like probably really prevalent is because Follow Me was like the main two Follow Me mons were just both removed. So your options are literally left to Togekiss, Rage Powder users like Amoongus, and Togetic. Oh, I meant to say Togetic, not Togekiss. Togekiss is dead.
Yeah, some people have been talking about Togetic, saying that it's it might be worth using. It was used in a meta before, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does what Togekiss does, but less damage. A good thing what made Togekiss so good is that it can be offensive while still supporting.
Mm.
Like, Togetic can't do that. Togetic just kind of sits there. Well, try to get a heat wave burn off, and that's pretty much it.
Right. So, I mean, I guess if you still want that redirection, then Togetic's the way to, well, one of the ways to go. One of the very few ways to go. Clefairy's still obviously really, really big. Between the two, though, I think Clefairy's probably the Eviolite user, right?
Yeah, I think Clefairy's honestly the better Pokemon.
Frengar's insane.
Yeah, just that ability is so good.
Anytime you I remember you told me this and I will never forget. I will take it to my grave. Anytime that you think a Pokemon will be KO'd, it won't.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Unless you're an Inteleon going in on a Rhyperior, apparently. People are saying that's what of. Oh no, actually. Oh wow. No, it would live it.
Oh yeah?
Huh.
Spicy.
Cool. So Rhyperior Clefairy, guys.
Yeah, the thing with Frengar, it's like if you're a new player, like you really you have a very hard time appreciating Frengar and like the damage it does because it's not something you can physically see, right? It doesn't say, oh, your Pokemon lived with this much health because Frengar protected it this much every turn. Like you don't see that reward.
Yeah,
but you know the second that you take a hit, and you're just like any hit you live.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank Frengar because Frengar helped you live that hit. And if you don't get below 50%, thank Frengar because Frengar is the reason you didn't get below 50%. Like,
yeah,
it's such a good ability.
Mm. And we kind of mentioned this earlier, but a big opportunity right now that Pokemon has is just rain teams. I personally don't think that rain's going to see all that much play, but I don't know. I know people will give it a try, but I think that there are just a lot of Pokemon that just overpower the other Pokemon that really you don't have to worry too much about. But still worth noting that Sand and Sun super nerfed. And now you can go Poly Kingdra, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is where me and Mike disagree. I think Rain is going to be super big. He doesn't think so.
Well,
let us know what you guys think.
That we also have a thing. Kevin mentioned to me a couple days ago that he thinks Ninetales is going to be used.
I think
period.
So.
And so I pinned that in our Discord chat, and I'm like, I'm gonna bring this up next time.
I think so. I think honestly, Prankster Sableye is probably the best Sunsetter in my opinion right now. Mm-hmm. Especially with, you know, Psychic Terrain gone, does get Quash for like the speed support.
Oh, we can use Quash again.
Yeah, finally, right? We just can't do it on dark types. But now there's no Tyranitar, so at least you can't do that.
Right. Just don't use it on other Sableyes and you'll be good.
Yeah. Dragon types are going to be big now too because Dragapult's gone.
I'm sure there's still a good amount of people who don't know what Quash is.
Oh, probably. It just forces you to be the last move in the turn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a targeted dark type support move. Yeah. It just, whoever you target goes last.
So it's primarily used on Sableye.
For Prankster.
Because of the Prankster. Yeah. So get familiar with Quash because you might be using it. Or don't, and Kevin will win.
Yeah. First team I even built in like Sword and Shield had a Quash, and I remember spending like 17 days trying to find a Prankster Sableye.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, I remember that.
You know, I remember it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Last two, Dragon types, just period. Dragapult's gone, so that's a big hole that other Dragon types can fill, like Hydreigon and Dracovish and Dracozolt. You mentioned earlier Kamoho. That's a big one. Yeah. I think in singles is going to see a lot. It's, you know, like we're finally there. The Vish can dish, you know?
Yeah. The Vish can dish, boy. That's great.
And then just Scizor.
Psychic Terrain's gone.
Period.
So yeah, Scizor can maybe do something. I always wanted Scizor to be good, and it's been good in the past, but it's just been disappointing me this season. Jeez.
Mm.
So disappointing.
Yeah. Scizor and just like bullet punches and fake outs, like you said, and sucker punches. Just priority. Priority's going to have fun again.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray. But that's the opportunities of Series 6. Last thing that we need to talk about. What are we worried about? What are the major threats of Series 6? Things that might go uncontested in this coming meta.
Speaking of uncontested, the uncontested best Trick Room option now that Porygon and Mimikyu are gone is Dusclops.
Mm.
Hands down, best Trick Room option you have. You can taunt it. It can ally switch your taunt, though. It can ally switch. It can go for Bulldoze to break any potential weakness policies. It can go for Haze if you want to reduce the stats and just remove them from the game. It has Pain Split just to be that much more irritating with healing. It doesn't go down. And, I mean, later on, we're going to have a Pokemon Spotlight. Very few Pokemon can actually take out Dusclops, and we're going to actually spotlight one Pokemon that can, just because of how prevalent I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Personally.
That's true. Yeah, it's one that we hadn't even mentioned in opportunities, but I think it's a Pokemon that will see a rise in usage because of this major threat. And even because of people like Pokemon like Amoongus, right now the meta is in need of redirection and better grass types. So Cinderace and Dragapult's max airstreams are gone. Amoongus just can kind of sit there and toss out spores and toss out rage powders and just kind of be a mushroom that soaks up hits.
Pretty much. Or you can go turbo shroom like I do and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. It was said by Bill 14010 a little earlier that the Porygon 2 died for Dusclops' sins, basically. So
pretty much
Dusclops should have taken that bullet. but it was probably just like just barely, you know, just barely the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about this before. Arcanine.
Yeah.
People are going to use it.
Oh, of course.
It's really good.
Of course. You're going to need, you're going to need to bring something on your team that can deal with Arcanine. It's such a huge threat in this upcoming meta. Like, you can think about trying to bring a kind of water type that'll deal with it. But at the same type, at the same time, it's got like wild charge. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it just can cover so much. It can deal with so much that I don't know. It's a little scary.
You know what would actually be pretty spicy here too?
What?
Is I don't think it's gonna be like S tier or anything, but okay. it could fit a nice niche. Is Torkat. If you like Torkat, because it still does get Intimidate, it's still pretty tanky, it's a lot faster than Incineroar, and it's still an Intimidate user with Parting Shot, which Arcanine does not have. That's like the one thing that Arcanine falls short on in comparison with Incineroar is Parting Shot. Like, that move is too good.
Interesting. So, who knows?
Maybe Torkat's the way to go.
I just think that, like, when I'm looking at this list, so many of the top, I want to say like 30 Pokemon. I want to say that like most of the top 30 current Pokemon are going to be the top 10 of the upcoming meta. So when you get things like Torkat that aren't used because you can use Incineroar instead, that's one of those things that I'm just not thinking about. It's just not on my radar at all. And if that does break into the top, like the top meta of next season, I'm going to be incredibly surprised.
Isn't it impressive when a Pokemon is so good its babies can replace them?
Yeah. That's very good. A nasty plot is Zoroark, Oko's a Dusclops. Don't ask me how I know that. I don't think I need to ask you how you know that. Although, I'm now curious. The Urshifu, both of them, thankfully, they weren't good enough for Pokemon to be like, all right, get them out. We just introduced them, but take them out. Get them out of here. They're still in the game.
This is all a ploy to make us buy the DLC, guys. Like,
I mean, kind of.
Max Air streams are gone. Not all of them, but, you know, Dragapult Cinderace are gone. Expanding Force is virtually gone because no more Psychic Surge. And the average speed tier overall just got put into a lot better position. Urshifu could just sit there and be like one of the better fighting types in the game.
Yeah.
And not care.
That's true.
I like that.
I think because of that, you might start seeing less people run Focus Sash on their Urshifu. You might start seeing some people run less Choice Scarves on their Urshifu because they don't need to outspeed Cinderaces anymore. They don't need to outspeed Dragapults anymore. You know, like you said, the average speed tier is down. So what do you need to target? Arcanine? You can.
Yeah, I guess.
Just do it. Easy peasy. And then, of course, just with Incineroar and even Cinderace being gone, this means that Pokemon like Ferrothorn can kind of come in and run a little bit unchecked. You've still got Pokemon like Arcanine who can still damage it pretty well, and, you know, all of those Pokemon that still do get Mystical Fire dealing with Ferrothorn. But, you know, it was really good in the rain before. It can be really good in the rain this time.
Yeah, I mean, the meta needs an offensive grass type right now.
Oh, yeah.
We just removed its biggest one. It's a biggest offensive tank. Now, the thing with Ferrothorn that I do like about it is because you can also run, like, disgustingly tanky. You can run, like, Trick Room Sweeper. Yeah. And I think that if we looked at actually the top 16, like, what was it? Like, 3 or 4 grass types were just deleted from the game.
Yeah.
We need a grass types, guys. We're in desperate need of grass types because those are very important.
I do want to also mention that I feel like they've now removed terrain at a time where Steel Roller has started to be used. And rest so if people are still trying to cling on to terrain, Ferrothorn does get Steel Roller. I didn't actually know that. I had to go and look that up just as I was, as you were talking there, but you can fully run Steel Roller on your Ferrothorn.
Fun fact, Steel Roller becomes a base 140 steel type
130,
move.
Yeah.
140.
What do you mean?
Steel Roller becomes 140. It's because it has such high stats already that it gets pushed up to 140. Max move.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, it turns into a 140 steel spike.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty cool. So if you want to run a big spiky D-Maxer, that's your guy.
Run Dusclops with Fire Punch. Weakness right. Policy, proc the Ferrothorn. Right. Trick Room. That's the way to go. Oh, Brick Break. No, you got Brick Break. Don't burn your Ferrothorn.
That's it. And then one last thing, just with Rillaboom gone, please, people, do not forget that Rillaboom is now gone from the game. So you're going to start seeing a lot more water types. You're going to start seeing a lot more Primarinas, a lot more Lapras, Rotom Washes, bulkier water types as well. Just like things Gastrodon. Gastrodon. Oh, welcome back, Gastrodon. That's why they gave it away. So Pokemon Company, they look all woke by being like, hey, we're going to give you a free Gastrodon. Oh, wonder why. And then the week after that, they're going to be like, all right, let's give you a Porygon 2 now. We're going to give it to you until August 31st. Then the day after, gone. Thank you. Game Freak started to listen to us and then it stopped.
They know what they're doing.
And again, like we talked about this earlier this week. Just like, what are they going to do for Series 7? Open it all back up again? Like, you can't.
I know you don't agree with me.
No, but I don't.
I think Crown Tundra is going to be 7.
I
think that's just when it's going to come out.
Right.
And then that's what's going to happen.
I think it's going to be the same thing as Isle of Armor, where it's going to come out in the middle of the month. If it doesn't come out in like October, then it would come out in November.
We're in fall almost. So that is true.
That is true. If it comes out in October, then it'll probably be, like you say, Series 7. But Series 6 is likely going to go from September 1st to October 31st. 30 days of September, well,
last,
June, and November.
The last two 31st. Months, so it's going to be November 1st.
Right.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good time to release Crown Tundra.
Yeah. And like I think that they're going to release it like midway through the month, and then they'll just like immediately be like, yeah, they can all go in. Just kind of like they did with Series 5.
And then we can worry about Metagross.
Oh, we're almost there, folks. But you
Rural
know,
Swing Metagross.
You know who can deal with Metagross?
Tyranitar.
Tyranitar can deal with Metagross, but you know who else can deal with Metagross? Is this guy right over here? It's Alolan Marowak.
The one few thing that can one-shot Dusclops. Actually, Marowak's a very fun like mention here because a lot of the threats we mentioned, Marowak can actually deal with a lot of them, believe it or not. It can one-shot the Dusclops, can one-shot the Amoongus. It can one-shot the Ferrothorn, but something that you guys might not know, Poltergeist can one-shot Primarina. Max Phantasm can one-shot Dynamax Primarina. So, like, things like that. Like, Marowak is strong, dude. It's a little disgusting, even.
That's amazing. Alolan Marowak's typically running Thick Club with the ability Lightning Rod, with the EVs of 252 HP, 252 attack, and 4 special defense. With a Brave nature. Typically, it'll run the moves Flare Blitz, Poltergeist, Protect, and Bone Meringue with potential replacements, which I wouldn't really suggest, of Shadow Bone Detect, Ally Switch, and Brick Break. Minus Ally Switch, you might want to bring that every now and then. But this set of Flare Blitz, Poltergeist, Bone Meringue, Protect is like the core thing of Alolan Marowak, and it's just absolutely insane because of it. Yeah, as Kevin said, it can deal with so much of the meta. It can deal with so much of the upcoming meta. Just kind of looking at all of the Pokemon that are going to be like way up there. I'm just looking at each one and I'm like, yeah, that can probably deal with that. Yeah, that can kind of deal with that. Yeah, that's going to also go down pretty quickly to that. You're looking for a counter to your Ferrothorns. There you go. This is a pretty decent one right there.
Yeah. And on top of that, it does get like two pretty good abilities. If you have a heavy electric weakness on your team, you can stick Lightning Rod on it. Sadly, Gyarados is gone. which is sad for me because I loved pairing Gyarados next to Alolan Marowak in general, and it also gives me that Trick Room option on my team if I want it later on.
Yeah.
But other options, you do have Rock Head. You know, Flare Blitz hurts you a lot, so Rock Head can kind of take care of that recoil.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Alolan Marowak, strong boy.
Deal with it, folks. And that is going to be the end of today's podcast. Oh my gosh, we've actually made it through the entire thing, Kevin. We have performed.
Like we've done this 43 times, 42 times before.
It's almost like we've done it 43 times, but we haven't. So not that's coming. Week. That whole 43rd anniversary. Here we go. Oh,
guys, what are we doing for an anniversary? No one told us what to do.
That's true. We're coming. We're so close up on a year now. Whoa, folks, you guys need to let us know what you want us to do. All right. Until then, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Everybody on Twitch who's having a fun time with us today. Really appreciate you being here. For everybody who is listening, thank you for listening. You can follow us on YouTube at PokeSports, where Kevin, mostly Kevin, and I put out videos every single day. You can follow us on PokeSports Pod on Twitter. We're pretty active there, talking about the different kinds of stuff in Series 6. We're going to be tweeting all about that as more info comes out and more pieces of the meta are discovered. You can follow us on PokeSports Podcast on Instagram. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Patreon at PokeSports Podcast. We've just made a subtle tweak to our trainee tier. So if you go on to Patreon, you check out the trainee tier. We now have a team of the month that we will be distributing to everybody who is a part of that, as well as they get all of the other things that are in that, all the tiers below it as well, including our league, which currently we're right in our finals of. We have we now have a top four. So congrats to Alejo, Jonah, the Alpacalypse, and Tofu for making it into the. What is that? The semifinals, right?
Spicy.
Yeah.
Tofu, you have to make it to finals. Uh-oh. And then lose again because you've done it twice already.
Well, this would be the second time. Yeah. Congratulations. And then, of course, the next month's league will be starting up right at the beginning of September. Signups will be starting up then. That will be Series 6 rules. So everybody... That I think that'll be a pretty interesting time because everybody's going to come in with teams that they have no idea what they're going to actually do. It's going to be pretty telling, just, you know, the creative folks and the people who are kind of bandwagoning with the rest of the general populace. I also want to give a big patron shout out to Brian, Elijah, Dante, Ahmed, Alex, Zach, Kappen, Lewis, Neil, Scott, Jordan, Ceaseless Rose, Carlo, Colton, Lights Out, Reek, Ro, Ixon, Joseph, Carey, Martins, Perry, Spencer, Jesse, Robert, Mike, Jack, Kale, Swede, Casozo, Tofu, Ryan, Federico, Chad, Tristan, Howell, Christopher, LA, Caveman, and King Boo. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Big thanks to M Dash for every single second of every single piece of music that you hear on this podcast. Kevin, it's time to get into the peach. You ready?
The peach.
All right.
Nope.
Cool, me neither. Guys, we will see you in the next episode of PokeSports or Component of Pokeball Podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.